Oh, cool. Okay. We're on.
And if it's not, fuck it.
Audio only. At least the screen's on.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, we obviously, I used to run this with Rani a fair bit. He's got real busy with Mahi, but it's good that we have you in now so we can run these a bit more regularly. People, we got used to get good feedback on the old latest, bro, because people like to just like see what we're up to and like what's going on in the actual business side of things. So.
I used to watch them, eh?
Did you?
A couple of them, yeah, before I come on board.
That's
kind of how I like found out about stuff that was happening. They just used to pop up and people would share them.
Yeah. Oh well, this is your first appearance on the latest.
Second
appearance on the latest. Oh yeah, we've already done one, eh?
We have done one.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh
fuck, it's all good, bro. It's not that important.
Brought to you by, as always, Arepsh, Arepa, our goats, brain drink. What do we call it?
Just, you know,
God's piss, bro.
Piss, mate. That's the one. I was just waiting. I wasn't too sure if I should say it or not, but I will have one actually. Thank you, bro. Cheers. The old the fridge would be lit up right now and nice and tidy. But should we get to that later in the podcast. Why it's turned off?
But brought to you by Arepa.
These are great.
Hissing for the brain, and they taste unreal. Use promo code 138 at checkout. You get 20% off online. So shout out to Arepa for sponsoring us. They've been on for a while. They're keen to stay on, so stoked with that. Got some cool ideas running with Arepa. Going to shoot up to their new HQ soon. Record a potty with the founder, and hopefully the founders, both of them, which will be Hissing. Go and see their whole new setup. They've grown so much, bro, in the last, like, 6 months, man. It's been crazy. And also brought to you by Manscaped, another sponsor on board. I use the lawnmower. I think it's called the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer.
The Lawnmower 4.0? That sounds like a...
Yeah.
Like a bloody good machine
to use. Oh, it is. It is a very good machine to use. Used by 4 million men in the world, actually. Over 4 million now. 4 million and one. 4 million and three. Could be 4 million and four soon. Make it could 4 million and five.
4 million five. I reckon we could be onto something here because you got to keep the weapon in check, mate.
Exactly, mate. You've got to keep the weapon in check. You know, we've come to this day. It's a little bit like content, mate. Content used to be just like willy-nilly. You could just throw it out there and as much as you can get. But now it's really about quality and focus on quality, not quantity. So... make sure you've got your weapon in check. And
you've got your Arepa as well. Both Arepa, of them in check.
Rocking with an Arepa, freshly shaven, just like that. Guaranteed success. So
feeling rejuvenated and all.
they're actually running a special at the moment, so you can get the performance package. Yes, performance, because it increases the performance. It's like $180 or something like that. So it's on like 40% off or something. You use the promo code 138 and you actually get an additional 20% off and free shipping. So if you don't do that, I fucking can't say anything really. So use promo code 138 online for Arepa and Manscaped. Thanks to our sponsors. Let's roll into it, brother. Photo shoot.
Rolling into it. Yes.
How good was that?
Bro, I'm stoked with our photo shoot.
Yeah.
Had a good mate of mine, Thomas Falcon. He actually runs In The Frame Media. So he came over and assisted us on the shoot. Because I've never shot in a studio before. Like, I've played around and probably done it, you know, like once maybe.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, so yeah, how did you find that? Time.
I found it way easier than what I thought. Like, as long as your lights are set up okay. And I mean, like, I had a general understanding of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously I've just sort of finished editing them now. And I think for me, because like I overthink stuff way too much. I'm like, oh, it has to be perfect. Like it has to be
to
this standard. But then obviously, you know, you get guys that have been shooting like 10, 15 years and they'll go do it and they make it look amazing. And for me, I'm like, I need it to look like that.
And then
I like stress out. But yeah, we figured it out and I kind of just said, yeah. You know, we were like, yeah, we're shooting in the studio, and I found a way to make it work, which was mean.
Do you reckon you could set the lights up again if we went back?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm probably going to buy me a whole lighting setup.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because there's more brands. Like, I put a little photo up yesterday and someone hit me up and was like, oh, bro, we're looking for a photographer for our brand. Like, they're a pretty good brand. Mm. And I was like, oh, they're not actually my lighting setup. And they were like, oh, we love the photos. But,
yeah,
it's not actually that hard. I feel like it's one of those things. You just got to kind of get in and do it. The only thing that I would say if we go back is that I really want them to paint the floor.
Yeah. That was a bit annoying, yeah.
But, yeah, you can get rid of it pretty easy. But no, the photo shoot was mean. Like, the locations we went to.
Yeah.
Models were great.
Yep.
You know? Passing. Like, yeah. The two newer ones that come on board and so easy to work with.
Mm.
Super photogenic.
It was cool that it was, like, the first time that all, like, that whole group was together and, like,
yeah,
everyone just clicked, bro. Like, it was just cool. Yeah, it was a mean vibe. And I flicked Gabriella a message after to say thank you for coming down and just letting her know that, you know, when the stuff gets here, I'll fire out her kid in that when it gets here. And she was like, yeah, no, like, thanks for it. Like, I was stoked as. It was a mean vibe. I loved the vibe. Probably one of my favourite shoots because of the vibe. And I'm keen to stay on, like, if you guys want to have me, like, I'm keen to keep doing it. Just let me know whenever you need me and shit. Which was hissing. That's cool, bro.
That was cool. But it was cool to actually just finally bring everything together.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, we kind of were stressing out a little bit beforehand. Just organizing stuff. Like, you don't want anything to not go the way you plan. But nah, it was mean. Yeah. And obviously, like, did the studio and then went off to the house. Yeah, the house was sick. Like, that vibe, I would 100% want to shoot in that house, like, anytime.
Yeah.
It's, like, the lighting in there is unreal. Mm. And it's so weird, because I first seen it, and I was like, oh, this might be real bright. And then, like, picture this. I imagine this house was, I don't know if you guys have seen the photos, but this house was, like, a really nice, like, modern home. But it's kind of got, like, a vintagey feel, and then it's got quite a lot of wood in it.
Yeah.
But it's very open. There's so many windows in there, and, like, the light just looks amazing. It's sick. Like, it's one of my most favorite places I've ever shot. Some of the photos in there, I was blown away. I was like, whoa. Yeah. I did not know I could create shit like this.
Yeah, no, it was cool. It's that's the second time we've been to that place. Family friends, bro. So they don't actually ask for anything for letting us shoot there, but I hook up their son with some kit as a thank you. But, like, bro, yeah, like you said, like, it's just fucking unreal. Like, it's like a place that, you know, when you see on, like, big brand shoots and shit, and they're, like, shooting in a real vibey, like, looking house and shit. Like, these guys have that, like in the mount and on a hissing location right on the beach. If anyone didn't see the stories or anything, it literally looks over their own pretty much section of the beach. Like, it's fucking out the gate, eh?
That's so nice. It's like I Love Ugly. So they shoot in, it's actually the owner's home.
Oh, is
it? So Valentin, that's his house up, that they shoot in.
Right.
Pretty much, I didn't even know, like, that this house is going to be like that, but it's, like, pretty much the same tones and lighting. Like, it's sick. It's unreal.
And seen then old Earls did it once too, eh, in that cool-ass place.
Yep. Really nice. Like, that vibe is so cool. Minimal, but, like, there's still enough going on in the background to not make it boring.
Yeah.
Like, it feels real comfortable and homely, I think's the word, when you look at it.
Yeah. I think just, like, what was, like, the most rewarding thing for me was, like, we had talked about all these ideas and, like, what the vision was of, like, what we wanted it, the brand to be portrayed as through these photos.
Yeah.
And that can very easily be, like, photos, like, low-key, like, your idea on Wish. You think, like, you know, they could easily just be like, oh, they're trying. But, like, we look at them and, like, holy fuck. Like, it was our vision is, like, it came to life. Like, what we actually wanted it to be like.
It just looks professional. Like, it's very, I find from looking at them, and I'm not being biased here because I took the photos, but like, you genuinely can look at them and you're like, yeah, this was not half-assed. Like,
yeah.
Nah, look, it looks good. Like,
It was definitely the most like low-key stressful shoot that we've done, that I've been a part of, because we've done a few now, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was good. And like, even like, there's times where we three of us or four of us would disagree on things, or like me and you, we would disagree on certain things. But like, just like I always compare it to a rugby field and sport and that.
Yeah.
But like, that's where you get the best results. Like,
you kind of just learn from it, eh?
Yeah, and you challenge each other's opinions. Like, yeah. Rather than like, I would sometimes, you know, it frustrates me, but I would hate for you to not do that, for you to not question something that I say, or for me to not question something you say, and just go, oh yeah, bro, yeah, oh, all good. Because like, we'll never get the best result if that's gonna be the case, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And like, the beauty of it as well is like, and a few of the things that we did question was like, oh, I mean, like, we can actually just try both options anyway. And like, if one doesn't work, like, just do the other one, or vice versa. Like, yeah, I feel like that was the perfect thing, because I was learning too.
Yeah.
And it was
mean to just, fucking hissing job, like, yeah. Especially first time shooting a studio. That's fucking cool.
Just to be in it and then like, obviously see the whole vision come together was unreal.
The cool little ideas, like when we made that like Vogue type shoot look, where we had and the Gabrielle jacket in a trench coat, yeah, and they're like in front of the couch with the rug, and then
the Louis bag,
and then the one where you got all three of them and throw the shoe up, like, fuck,
that photo is like, I don't know, the light bounces off the shoe.
Yeah,
you guys listen, you're gonna see it because it'll get uploaded, but there's like all three of them in the studio, right? So imagine, like, they're just in like a big empty room, like a big white room. I don't know if you guys have been in the studio before. And they're like, two of them are kneeling down, Bev's in the middle, and they're kind of pretending, it's like this vintagey feel. They're pretending that they're like talking on the phone, but the shoe is like the phone. And then Wayman throws one of the shoes up, but the shoe is like perfectly level. It's like, it honestly looks like this shoe has just been photoshopped in there straight, but it's like level. It's so buzzy, like, it's not awful at all, and it's like fully in focus. All of them are in focus,
and we're dropping a vlog on this
Sunday. I might have uploaded it on last Sunday. The audio was a bit meh. So
when we drop it on Sunday, if you have a look at that, there's actually a video in it
of them doing it.
Yeah. I think I was holding the camera behind Quinn, and Quinn was like telling him to throw it up, and then Wade will throw it up, and you'll be able to see how he did it and shit. Like,
it's cool, eh?
Yeah, cool ideas. Fuck, bro. The cool thing is like, those are going to become more regular, because of the regular drops that we're doing. Like, now that we're getting into, you know, like, we want to be doing a big drop like this every month. I guess that brings us to our next thing, the regular drops.
Yeah, the regular drops.
Because that's something that, like, throughout the first 2 years, 2.5 years now of the brand, that's the thing I've struggled the most with, is consistently bringing in clothes. And people think it's easy, bro, because, like, you think, oh, make clothes, order them, they're here, like, and just do that. But, like, it just doesn't work like that. Like, you have to sample, you have to make changes, you have to, and these are on deadlines if you want to be on time.
Yep.
And we're talking like, you have to be working 6 months ahead. Like, you got, like, we were, some of the stuff that, the stuff turning up, like, we started designing and everything in December.
Yeah.
Like, this stuff was happening in December and it's only just coming now. So, like, yeah, you got to do all that. Then it's got to actually be made, and then it's got to get here on a boat, because if you put it on a plane, it costs an arm and a leg. So you can't really do that.
So big, super big delayed now as well.
Everything's delayed. Shipping's delayed.
I don't know if many people know, but obviously, like, most of China's in lockdown again.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy what's going on.
The main
Shanghai.
Yeah.
Shanghai? Yeah. Or like the main centers around there are going hectic. So yeah, everything's so delayed. Obviously stuff still comes in and out, but
like, we'll get an email and it'll be like, we'll book our stuff onto a boat and it'll get, okay, sweet, it's getting loaded onto this boat. The boat's leaving on the 1st of May. And I go, sweet, okay. And then the next day we'll go get an email and it'll be like, delayed, the boat is now leaving on the 3rd of May to arrive on the 29th of May. And then 3 days later you'll get another email and it'll be like, the boat is now leaving on the 10th of May. Mm. And you're just like, fucking hell. Like,
I think, was it you telling me? No, it might have been someone I was having a yarn to, bro, about some certain suppliers, like with the boats and stuff, because obviously they're delayed, but there's like a backlog because they're trying to fill the boats up.
Yeah.
But they were saying, like, because when it lands in New Zealand, if you're not there to get your shit, like for certain suppliers, like you've got a day or so, and if you're not picking it up, that's gone, bro. Like, they're not dropping it off.
What do you mean? What, where? Over
I
there?
I can't. No. Here. Someone was saying here.
We use a freight forwarder.
Yeah. Which is good, but.
Yeah.
If like, you don't pick it up, like, if you don't have one.
I've done the old, I've done the hard way of ordering stuff in on a boat. Where you've had to work out everything yourself and work with Chinese people about bringing it, putting it on a boat, getting it here, getting it unloaded. Getting it sent to a dispatch place and then having it dispatched, and you have to deal with all that like separately. I've done that, bro, and it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I was like, it put me off putting stuff on a boat, and so I was like, nah, we're just going back to plane. Like, we'll just cop it. Like, we're just gonna have to cop it. And then luckily found a freight forwarder, her name's Kelly. Well, the company, not the company, but her name's Kelly that I deal with.
Mm.
And it's just so easy, bro. I pretty much just tell her, I send her my customs invoice so she knows how much it's worth. I go, she knows where it's picked up from now because she's worked with us before. She knows where it gets dropped off. I go, sweet, we've got, this is the packing list, 14 cartons, 250 kgs or whatever, and it needs to be coming. She'll go, sweet, I'll sort it. And then she does it and she sends me an invoice. And it has all these different things
easy,
on it.
Yeah.
Bro, so easy, man.
And it's going to be doing that a lot more now.
Yeah, that's the thing, bro. So, yeah, like, so we got this drop now that's, you know, nearly here.
Mm.
And then we've got one that's almost finished in production now, after this one, which will then be put on a boat, which will be for the month after.
Yeah. The next one coming is quite a cool one as well, eh?
Yeah, I think they're all sort of, coming into this new vibe that we like kind of
cozier, more minimal. Cozy,
yeah, bro. And then we're tapping back into another factory that we used to use quite often. Oh, we used to try and use often, but a little bit more expensive. But we love the quality, so we're going back to tap back into them for the following order again as well. There's actually one that we've just made again, so that's starting to get in production now.
Mm.
And then that'll be the next one. So that's what, one month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. So we got like pretty 4 months sussed.
Yeah.
But then it's about, you know, like making sure that we sell enough to, you know, there's so much that goes into it, man. You got to make sure that you sell the current stock that you have to free up money to be able to order the next stock. And like, because we're ordering 4 orders, but not being able to sell any of these clothes, so because they're getting made, all getting made at the same time. So like, you can't like, I can't just like, okay, let's just somehow get money and then pay for the next one. I can't do that. Like, we have to order these ones, order the next ones, order the ones after, while not having any income because we don't have the clothes here. So I don't know. It's the dilemma.
Mm. I think touching on that as well, because you're kind of like, been working through stuff. This is probably a bit off topic, but like, you're working through a lot more stuff now with your accountant and balancing it all out and like forecasting, obviously having more drops, like forecasting for a longer period of time.
Yeah. I'm sitting down with my accountant now about, like you said, sales forecasting and stuff, because initially it's always just been like guessing and hoping that we have enough money at this time, and rather than like, okay,
actually, this is how
much this is how much we need to sell, this is how much we're going to get each time, like based off old sales, like this is how much we expect to sell, do we need to put some on sale at some point, like, but yeah, that's, it's definitely, It's stuff that you don't, I don't think you need to know at the start. Like, you just need to get in and just try. And then, like, as things get a little bit bigger and, like, you learn a bit more, then you just take the shit on board. And
I think with these drops as well, and, like, making the sales definitely comes down to our marketing around it.
100%.
Like, I've been looking into it a lot. And obviously, like, the level of content, especially now with how social media is, like, you've got so many people that are so talented in the same area, because everything's fast-tracked. Like, people have learnt to do way more than what you could back in the day. Like, you know, people used to take an old photo on a phone, didn't even know how to edit it, or might put a shitty filter. And then you've got guys that could use the camera super well. Now you've got phones that are unreal quality. People know how to edit, how to create. So, like, yeah, our marketing around the drops has actually improved a lot.
It's definitely changed too. Like, what's required, like, for sales, 100%. Bro. Used to just be like, you can just sort of post whatever and post willy-nilly.
Yeah.
And now, like, it's the stuff that's more clean and more, precise that actually sells.
Well, it went from, this is my, like, view on it now, is how I've seen it, is that you've got TikTok that has pretty much come in and taken over that whole content.
Mm.
And that's, like, a platform where, obviously, like, you know, you still post up what's relevant and what you're trying to say, and then have, like, a hook and then something at the end which is going to, like, catch people or whatever, and, like, a call to action. You can upload heaps on TikTok in a day because it's not fed to a direct market.
Yeah.
It's spread out. But then you've got kind of Instagram now, which is plugged in with Reels, but it's still off that similar thing. Like, the metrics aren't as fast as what TikTok is. Like, it's still about a good quality, but it's still about spreading a message. Like, I don't know if you follow the owner, director of TikTok.
No.
So I started following him, but I didn't even, oh, not TikTok, off Instagram, sorry. And he posts videos, like, weekly about the platform, what they're trying to look for, what they're trying to engage with. And so now Instagram is all about trying to make creators earn more revenue. And that's why there's...
Is it owned by Facebook?
Yeah, it's owned by Facebook, but it still has, like, a main, you know...
Oh, yeah.
...guy or CEO or whatever of Instagram. Yeah, and he posts videos up every week. And I've been looking at his stuff, and he's like, yeah, we want creators to earn more revenue. This is how we're doing it, how we're implementing. So they've just implemented, like, NFT scheme on Instagram.
Fucking hell.
They're trialing it. So a few people can do it. Not everyone can. But then you just look at his post, bro. What he's talking about, what he's posting. The first thing I noticed straight away is his reels are filmed really nicely. They're edited. They're not edited in app. Like, you can tell straight away. But, like, real punchy videos in and out.
Right.
But I was like, whoa, like, we could be doing stuff like him. Because obviously if he's posting it, he's the dude that's controlling it all.
100%. Yeah, well, it's his platform.
Yeah, but anyway, like, back to the constant drops. That's, yeah, like, one thing we're monitoring now is our content around it. And obviously what goes where.
It's cool that we're going to be able to do something like that shoot. Because that shit's fun as fuck. So being able to do that shit, like, once a month at least now, like, that's going to be cool, bro. Like, cool highlight of the month, like, to go and do that shit.
That probably brings us into the next point, which is around, I can't quite read your phone from here.
What brings us into, there's a couple different ones here, but I'm just going to push into the technical difficulties we've been having with the potty.
We'll touch back on it. We'll rewind back to the start when we were talking about the podcast, but.
Yeah, the old fridge. So if you've been listening to our potties and shit recently, there's been, like, this little buzz and we're trying to work out what the fuck it is. We had our potty set up over there, and then I found out that it was the cord for our sign. It was too close to one of the, like, audio cables, so it was making it go zzzz. So I moved that away, and then we were sweet. Then we moved everything over here and started buzzing again.
Yeah, we were so excited, like, new setup, recorded the podcast and then played it back, and we're like, bro, there's a massive hiss in it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we figured it out today. I thought it was going to be, like, a way bigger problem, but
the fridge is just plugged into the same same power outlet. So
yeah,
it's too much power going through it. So it's just making this hump.
Just heaps of different frequencies everywhere, right? But it's no biggie. Like we sorted it, and the drinks are still cold. You just turn it back on after.
Yeah.
It's not like there's any food in there or anything, but
fuck,
might have to plug it in somewhere.
Yeah, I think I can plug it in somewhere else because I can just so see myself like forgetting to unplug it.
Yeah,
and then getting at the end of the potty and being like, fuck.
But forgot. It's not, you know, not a bad thing though. Like we've sussed it, and then we've swapped all of the podcast over to Anchor as well, which is mean. So the others were on Buzzsprout, Have a Lick, and Hustlers, and then because I already had an Anchor account, and then I didn't even realize, like, I got a notification pop up, and I was like, oh, I've got a new update. You can now upload video onto Spotify. And I don't know if you can do it through other platforms. I just knew that because we were on Anchor, and then we were like, oh, okay, well, maybe we use Anchor. Because then it saves us having to, not that it's hard, it's like an extra 30 seconds to export an audio out from our video. But it's just good because it means we can put a video straight onto Spotify now.
That's the cool thing. That's why I wanted to do it, is because you can actually, that's the only platform that you can upload the old video onto Spotify, like Joe Rogan.
Yeah, and it's real good. And then another bonus of why we swapped over onto Anchor is because we can host now through Riverside, which is like, imagine Zoom. Like we sometimes do podcasts over Zoom, but it's not the most amazing platform to use. And I know that a more professional way of doing it is through Riverside, but we haven't really touched on how to use it. And then, yeah, now they've partnered with Anchor properly. So it actually just kind of fell into place and worked really well.
Yeah, fuck, we need to work that whole thing out, eh?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So we can smack out those. Because if we got a good, like Riverside, good setup for the remote podcasts, like, fuck, I'll do them more. The only reason I don't really do them, first of all, is because the quality's shit house. And then second, obviously you always would rather do it in person just because, like, you bounce off each other.
Flows a lot nicer.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And it's a better conversation, eh? It's just a better, in a better, like, experience. Like, it's funner to do it in person and talk to the person face to face.
It's more relaxing, eh? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But no, that's obviously what's been happening around the podcast, and it's good that we've fixed it all now and everything's back in check.
Yeah.
Running well.
We'll move on. Fiji update. So obviously you've been looking at our content and stuff. You know, we're going to Fiji in November. We're going for a League Nines tournament. We're taking a 1-3-8 team, which is going to be fucking hissing. So we sort of sold advertising packages, sponsorship packages for the trip, pretty much to fund most of the trip. Stuff like we've sold a front of jersey sponsor, so we've got a guy, which we'll shout him out, Be Cool Hospitality. He's just down the road from us, actually, and he jumped at the opportunity to be the front of jersey sponsor straight away, so he's our main sponsor. So stoked with that. And then we're selling like a sleeve back, and then we're doing little things like an auction night, which we're setting up, which we've actually starting to line up some pretty cool some pretty cool prizes to auction off. Fuck, I reckon some of them could go for quite a lot. And
that'd be amazing. It's gonna be like a dress up, eh?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, so like people can buy a
suit on.
People can buy a like a table.
Yes.
Kale's already been like, I'll buy a table straight away.
That's
cool,
like,
yeah.
What are the giveaways? But I reckon a night out with Quinn Feeling.
Oh, it'll go for $2.
The ultimate, the ultimate boyfriend experience.
Can I get $2? Anyone?
Bro, anyone? $2 per brain cell.
Fucking,
I reckon. It's going to be worth heaps.
So one.
Yeah, $1.
$1. Half a fucking brain cell. Hey. Yeah, so update on that is we're locked in. We've got a lot of our sponsors in place now. Pretty much all of them, just a couple. We've got an auction night coming up. I've just talked to Nank, actually, Alex Nankerville, I got on the potty. He's going to get us some tickets to the Māori All Blacks game.
That'll
in
be
Hamilton.
Mean.
next month or the month after, one of those two. And he's just double checking with the managers and stuff, but he would take us down in the shed after the game. And then they're gonna give us a jersey. We can go around and get it signed by the whole team. And then we're gonna auction that off on the night as well. So, some pretty cool things to come. That'll be a cool night. We'll vlog that.
That'll be real cool.
Cool thing to vlog.
Isn't really headache that we're going to Fiji. Like, I'm still real.
Yeah.
Like, I always randomly wake up one day and people are like, oh, you're like, my mates will be like, oh, we should go on holiday, bro. I'm like, yeah, harder. Like, I can't wait to go overseas. And then I'll kick back and I'm like, oh shit, like, that's right, we're going to Fiji.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I always
forget. It's gonna come around quick too, eh?
Yeah, this year is going so fast.
6 days, good time, I reckon, too. Like, not like too long, but not like, you know, too short where you're like,
fuck. 6 days is perfect. It's like, it's not rushed, and you get that like little extra day to kind of wind down and like take it all in.
Yeah, so I think we play for 2 days, maybe 3 days max. I think it might actually be 2 days you play. 2 days you're there before, 2 days after, and 2 days playing in the middle. But we're going to have some pretty cool things lined up, bro, like around the auction, like whatever extra money we get, we're going to be giving to Nank to give to the charities that Cure Kids that he's linked up with. That we're gonna, you know, any other extra coin that we make and stuff throughout the stuff that we don't need to use, we're gonna, you know, buy heaps of sports equipment and shit like that. And we're gonna take all the boys out to a few villages on one morning, hand out like sports kits to all the kids and stuff. Like, fuck, it'll be Christmas
for me, that'll bro. Be so cool to do it over there. And I feel like, because when I think I went to Fiji back when I was maybe, I think I was like 15. And it's buzzy, bro. Like, I loved it over there, but then I also felt really weird because obviously where you stay for like a holiday is this kind of glorified made island.
Yeah, man-made island.
But yeah, like you kind of forget about like everything else that goes on. So going out to the villages, bro, and connecting with those people is going to be so cool.
Yeah, 100%. And it just links back to like with us, like.
Yeah.
But that's what we do. Like, we do shit for a reason. And, like, we help people when we can. And so, like, you know, it's not for the fucking clout. It's not for any of that sort of shit. It's literally because we're now in a position and an opportunity that we can help people. And, fuck, we're going to do it. Like, that's the thing that I always said from the start. My first why when I wrote it down in my book. It was to create a platform and leverage to help in ways that we otherwise couldn't.
Yeah.
That was one of my main reasons, bro. So
that's buzzy you say that, because mine is like, my why is very, very, very similar.
Yeah.
Which it's buzzy, like, I'm just like, whoa, okay, that's pretty much the exact same as mine.
Because how, like, having a platform and leverage, it gives you so much leverage, bro. It's so powerful. And, like, use that to be able to create change and shit that you want to create change in. And so, like, even, like, I've talked to the boys about if we win the tournament, there's, like, prize money and shit like that. So there's something like 10 grand or something if you win it. That we're not going to keep any of that, and we're going to use it to do something cool or donate it to a charity that we want to choose. Or if one of the boys' parents or something are struggling, we're gonna give it to them. Or we'll buy a heap of hoodies and shit, or we'll buy a heap of clothes, and then we'll make up like Christmas packages and we'll give them out to kids before Christmas that can't usually get Christmas presents or something like that.
See, that reciprocates back as well, eh? Like, that stuff giving forward and like actually giving value to others, it comes around.
The main thing about around it all, though, is and this has to be genuine, I believe. Doing stuff not expecting anything to come back to you. That's what I think. Like, you do it because you do it because you want to, and because for the love of doing it, things come back. That's cool. Like,
yeah,
you do it. Yeah, you don't. You never do it to expect something back. Eh? Like, I think that's the best way to go about everything. And that's what we do, bro. Like, we'll we'll give shit away or we'll do this stuff. And but I couldn't care less, like, if nothing came back. The only reason that we'll document it is because we want people to be inspired to do similar shit. That's the only reason I'll document it. Not because I want you guys to see how fucking cool we are giving away all this shit.
Giving it away.
I want to do it because someone might see that and go, fuck, that's cool, and then go and do something really nice for someone because they're inspired by it.
Yeah.
So that's why we do it. That's why we put it all out for the world to see.
Yeah, that's the thing, eh? Well, it's like, thinking about it, you look at people doing all this real cool stuff, and obviously, you know, like, people kind of turn down social media a bit, but I feel like there is this very cool side of it where it's like, you can see people doing this real awesome stuff, and you can tell if it's genuine or fake. Like, it's not hard.
Yeah.
And it's like, if they're doing it, like, why can't I? 100. Like, you know, if it's really that meant to be that hard, how come they've figured out a way? Like, if they've figured it out, then there's obviously a way of doing it.
For sure.
But just, yeah, it's cool. I actually can't wait to go over there.
Yeah, bro, I'm pumped. That's the other side of it, is fucking we're going to have fucking fun, bro. Like, that's 100%. Like, that's not getting it twisted. We're not just going there to, you know, give back to everyone. We're doing that as well, but we're also going to have a fucking ball and just, like, celebrate a cool year.
Be wholesome, bro.
Oh, bro.
Wholesome? Very wholesome. Very wholesome, you know? Very big word.
Yeah, bro. Fuck it. It's just going to be wicked. That'll wrap it up, bro.
Done.
Anything?
Nah, I think that's pretty much it, eh? That's pretty good for a little update of what's been happening, what's about to happen.
Yeah, we'll bring them back more regularly. We might do like two a month or maybe even one a month just to keep it like a little bit more exclusive, I guess. And not exclusive, but like not overloading people with it and not having enough like with the
vlogs. Just to stop people wondering, eh? Like,
yeah, bro.
Kind of that more in-depth.
100%.
Catch up.
So not forcing it like when we don't have anything to talk about really. Same with the vlog. Like, we're bringing it back to 2 weeks instead of 1 week because we're sort of forcing it.
Yeah.
Just to
even
have content.
Like, if we don't get enough in 2 weeks, like, even.
That's another thing I was going to talk to you about, bro. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's like, it doesn't have to be. I don't think it has to be 2 weeks either. Like,
focusing on that, like, micro kind of content, like putting it up on.
And if we have a shitload going on in a week or something, then we'll drop a vlog. But, like, if we don't, then we don't have to, and like make sure we focus on like making our shit engaging as opposed to people just turning it on as background noise so they can play on their phone. Like, that's not the views we want.
Background
bro.
Noise just because I mucked up the sound, mate. You don't need to call it that. That's
alright. Oh, yeah, not even background noise. Not even you can't hear it.
Noise, bro. It's just noise, whispers.
All right, that's us.
That's us.
Jump, right. Jump, and Andre.
All good.
Later.
Later.